And counties that count, boy, they're going to be counting today. They're counting in the counties, and the counties that count are going to be counted. Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway's political director, has been following counties that count all over the United States and spent a little time returning to some people who have represented some of these amazing political journeys that you've been profiling for us all campaign long.
That's right, John. And I do want to mention that if you go to the Takeaway homepage at thetakeaway.org, we have a map where we are watching the returns from the counties that count. So if you want to know how these swing and important counties are voting, you can go to the Takeaway homepage, and we will tell you as the returns come in a little later on. So let's take a little walk down memory lane. Now, I want to remind you, this is not scientific.
No.
This is not a random sample of voters. It is just a sample of voters, and then it's a sample of a sample. But the first voter that we're going to go back and listen to was Debbie Sitze from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania, Lucerne County, very economically depressed county. This is sort of the Hillary Clinton area, the area that she might have referred to as the so-called white Americans, the hardworking Americans. And I ran into Debbie Sitze outside an unemployment office. It was 3 days after Lehman went under. So it was right at the beginning of the cascading economic crisis. And this is what she said at the time.
McCain, I think, is another 4 years of Bush. I really do. I think he may do some things a little differently, but the bottom line, it's going to be another 4 years of Bush. And if people want that, if they like the way things are now, then go ahead and vote.
So you think you just might vote for Obama, even though you don't really like him?
I'll have to wait until that time comes.
Whoa. So an acknowledgement of the crisis, but skepticism.
Right. She wasn't so sure. And that's where Pennsylvania hung for a long time. This is where she was yesterday.
I was unsure about Obama there for a while, but, you know, it's getting so close and I want to vote, but I think I'm just going to go with Obama.
Love that. Go with Obama. I'm just going to go with Obama.
So there she was. So the next place, Prince William County, Virginia. By the way, is it a county that counts? Obama ended his campaign there last night.
Oh, that's interesting.
This county, Northern Virginia, the sort of southernmost of the Washington suburbs, if you will, has had incredible population growth since 4 years ago. About 100,000 new people have moved into this county since Bush was first election. So there's big, big changes there. Right before the first debate, the one we were sort of, when I was in Virginia, we weren't even sure if John McCain was going to show up. This was right around the time that he was suspending his campaign. And I spoke to Tina, a semi-retired computer consultant outside a health center in southern Prince William County. This is what she said then.
There are some things that I need to hear from him that I'm not hearing yet.
She was referring then to Obama. She hadn't heard enough to vote for him. This is what she said yesterday.
One, I couldn't vote for John McCain if I had to. I just could not do that. But Barack Obama, I have looked up his policies, and I've listened to him on, I've watched all the debates, and to me, he is a candidate that is looking to do this job so he can do something to improve America, not so he can do something to improve his political standing or who he is.
Wow. That's really interesting.
She hadn't heard enough, and clearly, whatever it was she was missing for Obama, she got.
She got, exactly. So Indiana, we were talking fascinatingly about Indiana earlier on in the program. It's turned out to be surprisingly close. What are the journeys and the people who you revisited there?
So I was in Evansville most recently in Indiana. This is in the southwest corner of the state. It borders Illinois, but mostly it borders
Kentucky. It's a big city,
Kentucky.
Too. It's
a big city, a couple hundred thousand people voted very heavily for Bush in 2004. And, matter of fact, when I was there, I was sort of surprised by the amount of people who said they were voting Democrat, and I thought maybe we'd gotten it reversed. But no, it was about 60% Bush in those 2 years. Lots of unionized members. And while I was there, this was the first day of early voting in Indiana, and I ran into Jason and Teresa Coltis. He's self-employed, and they were there with their two daughters, and they were going in to register to vote, and they were really undecided.
I remember these guys.
Tell us we're not going to have to pay $3,000 in health care expenses this year. That would be nice to hear.
Could you see yourself voting for Senator McCain?
I'm right down the middle. I'm afraid in November I'm going to choose the lesser of two evils, is how I look at it.
So could you see yourself going either way? I mean, could you see yourself voting for Senator Obama?
Yeah, I could vote for either one right now.
They were really, really undecided as they were going in. This is what they had to say yesterday.
I think it was a good strategic move when he picked Sarah Palin, but I don't think enough thought went into it, considering that where we're from, it's a core essential for a mother to be a mother. I mean, your job and everything else comes second.
I've heard a lot of things about his tax breaks for the middle class and trying to redistribute the wealth. And in any government, in any type of economic culture, the government has influence on distributing the wealth. And I think it's time that the American government starts taking care of the backbone of America.
Wow, that's really interesting. We should point out Barack Obama is voting now in Illinois, in his neighborhood in Illinois. McCain's probably not going to get that vote, I should just say. Again, not scientific. But really, these are interesting journeys of people. It does say something that McCain couldn't get these people who were on the fence. And that Obama apparently did. But again, it's not scientific, and there are probably a number of stories on the other side, right?
There are no doubt people who will be deciding in the end because, you know, particularly because of the fear factor, which I found out of there. They're just afraid of Obama. They don't trust him, and they don't like his associations, who will go in and pull the lever. But what's interesting is for people that have been on the fence, Obama has given them enough sort of to in terms of his policies, to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And this is in an area in Indiana that went heavily Republican last time.
And do you think the polls are showing there's enough of a plurality of passionate Obama voters to out-poll the fear people that you talked about just a moment ago?
I'm going to be with Adam McGurney. Voting day is election. Voting is cool.
Voting is cool. Everybody needs to chill out. We'll count it later.
Everybody needs to chill out. We'll count it later.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaways political director, talking about counties that count and people who made a journey this long campaign season.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.